My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, renegades. Welcome back. So I wanted to talk a little bit about energies. This is another energy update. We have so much going on right now that right now during this time that we're in, I just feel like every week I'm getting like download after download after download after download after insight, you know, of just so much that's playing out on multiple levels, not just the 3D. It's like 3D, 4D, 5D. And with that happening, I have no choice but to share some of these insights as to what's happening and what I'm witnessing. Like I've mentioned in previous years, I mean, this period that we're in right now, and I'm here recording this in November 2022, there is always accelerated energy these last 3 months of the year. You know, October, November, December, really it starts in August. August is like a buildup, and then you really start to feel a little something in September. And then October through December, you're like, whoa, what happened? Looking back, you know, while you're living through it, it's a wild roller coaster. And please know every time I say this, it's never like, okay, it's 100% a bad thing or it's 100% a good thing. It's neither bad nor good. Or if you want to look at it another way, it can be both bad and good. You know what I'm saying? It can be whatever it is that you make it to be, really. Perhaps in the old paradigm, it could have worked against you. But now, as we're moving more and more into the newer paradigm and the older paradigm is losing its grip on people, the energies are really just the energies. And perhaps they've always been, but I just mean we've been manipulated in the past, right? But now it's like in this time that we're in, you can make of it what you want to make of it. And a lot of people are still living in an old paradigm where they are captivated by it, you know? And, or maybe I should not say captivated, but they're like, but captivated is the right word because they're held captive by it, right? So I think that if that's how you're feeling, I just want you to know there's an option to break out. That's what we're about here is sovereignty, right? So when we talk about sovereignty, it's like it's breaking free from all of the traps of this matrix, all of the traps of this realm, everything that is serving as an anchor to really hold you down, not an anchor in a good way, because I know therapists use anchoring in a different way than us in the spiritual community, because I think they use anchoring as like something that grounds you. However, I feel like an anchor is something that holds you in place when we're not meant to be held in place. You know, as a spiritual being, we're always moving, right? So I do believe that we are able to cut all anchors at this point. You know, maybe not all at once, but and like it's organically happening. Like as things come up, it's like an opportunity. Remember, those of you who got my 2022 Ultimate update, one of the things that we talked about was choice points and how we were going to be presented with these choices in this year. And you know, and we have been, but really amplified this year and probably next as well. Next, I think we see the play out of the choices we've made in the last 2 years, but we've had these choice points. And in the past, we had a lot of room and leeway for like course corrections if we make wrong choices. And I think right now, those of us who have made the intention and are super focused on like ascension and evolving and awakening, but when we make a choice that's not aligned with our highest and greatest timeline, our course correct comes really quick, really abrupt, really swift. It can feel like a slap in the face if you're not expecting it, you know? And so unfortunately or fortunately, whatever, it just is what it is. Some choices are just flat out bad choices, right? Like when we are making the choice to do something that is part of like team dark side agenda, or like we're making a choice completely based out of fear without tapping into our heart space. And we talk more about that on the last episode. It's those choices can be very detrimental to our highest and greatest timeline, right? So choices are really, really important this year, especially in powerful windows that we're in right now. So right now we're in this powerful, like I've called it like an eclipse energy, an eclipse window, right? Because we had an eclipse in the month of October and now we have another one coming up. I actually think it's today, the day I'm recording this, but it's also a full moon and it's a lunar eclipse, and we're not going to see one like this for a few years. I think 2025 is the next time we'll get it. So when we have eclipses like this, where the next one comes in 3 years, know that between this one and the next one is a cycle. Everything is cyclical in this realm, right? And so a lot of times when there's eclipse energy, you might see something happen. And that eclipse energy, if it's tied to another eclipse energy, like a year or two or three from then, you might see the same thing happen in 3 years, right? And that has a lot to do with why I wanted to record this episode, because I recently put a poll on Instagram and I said, are you feeling like you're kind of going through some things right now? Like, are you feeling like you're going through some growing pains? Because I felt for myself, I'm definitely in a season of going through what I would call a growing pain. And I'll talk more about it in just a moment. But I also just other people that I mentor or people that are in my spiritual circles or just friends that are on the awakening path are telling me things, and we all have some similarities. Everybody's going through it differently. Everyone's is like, you know, no one's is exactly the same. But the point is that many of us are being presented right now with an opportunity to choose. Once again, choice points important, right? To choose growth or to choose to fall back to our vices, back to the way we've always done things, right? And so this reminds me of like a lot of times in the 3D level, when someone's going through a hardship or a hard time, you know, I hear many people, and I've also been in the place where I've said, why does this keep happening to me? You know, honestly, I don't usually say, why does this keep happening to me? I don't say that often. But, you know, I've seen many people say like, oh, why does this keep happening to me? Like, you know, whenever they're talking about their life circumstance. And the truth is nothing really happens the same more than once, right? It might feel like it, but something has changed. There's some variable that's changed. Either the thing that you're going through has changed in some way, shape, or form, so there's something to learn from it. Or perhaps you have changed. And so you're given an opportunity to react or to not react, right? Or to just treat the circumstance different. So let me break this down like practically. Sometimes in life, we go through some hardships, right? Life is like, if you think of a wave, because everything is frequency and vibration, right? So if you think of a frequency or a wave, right? The wave goes up, the wave comes down, the wave goes up, the wave comes down, right? And so that is life, period, for all of us. It doesn't matter what level you're at. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It really doesn't matter. The truth is that all of life comes down to this vibration and this frequency, okay? And so when you have these ups and downs like that, that's going to happen to everyone. No matter how perfect someone's life might appear, trust me, at some level, they are going through the ups and downs, right? And that's just highs. You can call them highs and lows. You can call them whatever you want, but it's just up an up cycle and then a down cycle, right? Now, the frequency and the rate that this is happening is different for everyone, right? If you know some people and you're like, man, it just seems like it's one bad thing after another bad thing. It's that those types of people are already, their baseline is at a lower vibrational frequency. So what they might be seeing is they might be seeing a higher period of the down cycle and a lower period of the high cycle, meaning they don't get the high as long because for some reason they're choosing to go back into the dip, right? And so for some people you might see and you're like, man, this person has everything all good, which by the way, I wouldn't even judge based off of appearance on the outside because we never really know what people are going through internally. But a lot of times what happens to some people who do have what looks like a very privileged life or whatever, a lot of times what we'll see is we'll see those kinds of people have a very high up cycle. Their high lasts longer than the low, right? And that's how they've done it based on creation, but they still have a dip. Right? So why am I sharing this today? Right now, I see many in the fields that are going through this evolution of consciousness that are going through what would be called a dip, right? in hindsight, we can see it a lot easier, but when we're going through it, sometimes we might not have conscious awareness of what's happening, but it is what might feel like a dip period, right? Maybe you're going through something that you've already gone through and you're like, what, why am I going through this again? Like, I thought I was good. You know, I thought I've already learned the lessons I need to learn from a situation like this. I thought I overcame this. I thought I've mastered this, right? Whatever life experience it is, you're like, why? Like, what is going on here? You know, why am I going through this again? And while I can't speak to everyone's situation because I don't know exactly what everyone's going through, generally speaking, what I'm noticing is that many of us might be going through something again that we've already gone through and thought we mastered, just so that we have the opportunity to use the tools and to use the experience of the past that we've learned, right? It's like we've been in training, right? And now is like the test period, you know? It's like you're presented this opportunity and we've been evolving, we've been growing, we've been focused on healing, all of the good things that we're supposed to be doing during a spiritual awakening, right? And so now when we have a dip, as everyone is going to have dips, right? It's an opportunity for us to really use our tools to show off the mastery, the level of mastery that we've already attained, you know?
And when I say show off, I don't mean to the external world. This is all inside job, right? So I mean showing off to your highest self, your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to call it.
These dips are not meant to put us down, put us back, to really to deter us off our highest timeline. They're not meant to wreak havoc on our lives. They're not meant to create these long periods of suffering, right? Like I mentioned before, if we are talking in vibration and frequency, we get to determine how long those dips last. And if we want to sit in a dip for a long period of time, we definitely have the right to do so according to free will and sovereignty. But do we want to? You know, do we really want to? And so I think this is so important for us to have some level of awareness of right now, because I just want to say to everybody who is going through this is like, don't forget how much you've grown in the last year. Please don't. Okay. Because I know like when we're in these dip periods, some of us tend to like fall back into like our old ways or whatever. And that's not the point of this dip, right? That's not the point of this dip. Now it can totally work against you in that way, but not if you don't allow it to, right? Don't forget that, you know, there's a saying and it's called like new level, new devil, right? And I've said this before on the show and I don't really like that phrase. However, if we can flip that phrase and just think like new level gives us a new opportunity to show off our mastery, right? And I got to think of a better phrase to say that, but that is where we're at right now. Like if you think of everything, like I mentioned, as vibrational frequency and wave, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, right? When you went through the down before, your down before was way lower than your down now, right? Because your vibrational frequency, as it's elevating, your baseline becomes a lot higher. And so the dip now is totally different from the dip of you 10 years ago, right? And I'll give you an example of me, because I say you, but I'm talking about all of us. Like me 10 years ago, well, let's just talk about 18-year-old Sarah, because I talked about her not too long ago. And I told you that 18-year-old Sarah's dip was getting arrested, having an ankle bracelet, being stuck on house arrest. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a dip. Let me tell you what's not going to happen in a dip now. You know, that is not my baseline anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's not even in my realm of reality right now. So that cannot be my baseline. And I'm using a very extreme example to highlight what I'm talking about. But please know that even if I don't use that extreme of example, currently right now, I'm going through a dip. Let's just give my business, for example. I'm going through a dip in the business where I'm kind of reverting back, not kind of, it totally is reverting back, or feels like it's reverting back to a state of where the business was at in like 2018. I felt like I had mastered all of these things in the last 4 years, right? And so now I'm going back to, it appears that it's going back to that stage. We had a lot of team shift changes and the business is growing. So now I'm back in the weeds of the business, which I thought I overcame, right? But the point is that yes, I'm going back to doing the same day-to-day things that I was doing back in 2018, totally. But guess what? I have changed. I'm not the same person I was in 2018. right? Like in 2018, without all these last 4 or 5 years of experience, I did not have as many resources. I did not have as much wisdom. I didn't have as much knowledge. I didn't have as much know-how. I didn't have as many people in my circle that are supportive. Like I didn't know as much as I do now, right? So now with all these years of experience, even though I'm going through what looks on the outside looking in, it looks like very similar situation as 2018, it's totally not, because I'm at a totally different level. And by the way, I had to remind myself of this, right? This is not, I'm not coming on here being preachy. I'm telling you what I've just undergone so that maybe it will help you if you're going through something similar. But it's like, if we're finding ourselves right now in this period going through something similar that we've already gone through, that we already thought like, wow, I thought I was beyond this, right? Well, maybe now it's a great time to show off your mastery. Show off how you've changed, right? All of us, if you're listening to a show like this, you have changed so much. I don't even have to go back 10 years. I can literally go back to 2019, right? If you just think in the last 2 years, how much you've gone through, how much you've changed, how much you've evolved, how much you've grown, how many lessons you've learned, how many experiences you have had, you have changed so much in the last 2 years. So have I. More so than some people get in an entire lifetime. Okay. Even now, if you look out into the world, right, there are some people who it takes them an entire lifetime to learn and to evolve and to grow as much as we have grown in the last 2 years. Why do we get this? Because we have chosen the ascending timeline. And as such, what's happening is that we are becoming our physical body here in the 3D realm is embodying more and more and more of our spiritual body. Right? So our multidimensional body. So if you haven't listened to the Who Are We Really episode, I highly recommend it because I go into much, much more detail on that episode about this topic. But for those of you who have been with me since the beginning and know what I'm talking about, obviously we are multidimensional beings, right? And so as multidimensional beings, our spiritual body is coming into our physical. You know, it wasn't always possible in the past because of how dense this frequency was here on Earth, right? We were so dense here. We were going through and we're still coming out of a dark age. And so during that dark age, there's only so much spirit we can hold. You know what I mean? That's why we've been going through some of the things we've been going through, like purges and healing and this path of just self-discovery and just getting at the real dark things that we've held within us, like our shadows, you know, clearing those, healing those, loving those, resurrecting those up to the light, right? So all of the work that we've been doing is due to the fact that the earth herself is able to withhold a higher frequency. And so as she's able to do that, that makes that available to us. Right? So many of us that are going through, I want to have a whole episode on some of the physical symptoms. I've talked about ascension symptoms on this show before. So there's an episode on that as well. I'll try to link all the episodes that I'm talking about on the show notes in case you're new here and you want to hit back on those episodes. By the way, if you're new here, welcome. I know we have a lot more Renegade family joining. And so I'm so happy to have you here. And also my OGs who have been here since the beginning. Thank you. I've talked a lot on the show about how the ascension and this awakening that we're going through is impacting the physical body, and I definitely want to hit that up again. But my point is that the reason that many of us are going through some of the physical ailments is just to clear the density, right? Because some of these physical ailments are just so that we can, like, for example, I'm going to have a whole episode where I talk about some of the dental work that I've had done, where I've had to have teeth pulled. And I didn't have to, but I chose to because I knew what it was doing to my physical form and I knew how it was hindering some of my growth. So I electively chose to have some of these teeth pulled. And as I pulled them, I mean, I felt just such an energetic release because I knew that they were so dense and they were holding this density. And so this brings me back to talking about the anchors. You know, there are certain things that are anchoring us. And so we have been actively, if you're here, I'm talking about you. You have been, whether you know it or not, right? It doesn't necessarily need conscious awareness, but conscious awareness of it definitely helps because then the symptoms or the things that we're undergoing, it's a little bit easier to bear when you have conscious awareness of what you're going through. But many of us on the ascending timeline, I mean, we're going through this and we don't even know it. And so my point of this is that we now, our physical temple can house more of our multidimensional spiritual body. And so some of the things that seemed very hard in the past, they're not necessarily going to be as hard if we have to go through them again. But the thing is that if you're holding on to that old story that tells you that, oh my gosh, this is so difficult, then guess what, my friends? No matter how much of the spiritual has come into your physical, if you are 100% like invested into the belief that this is going to be so hard and so difficult and there's going to be so much suffering and it's going to last so long, like the spirit has to obey, right? So it's like we have to work together with the spirit to allow the spirit to really guide us and to navigate us through these dips and these lows and these hardships so that they can become easier, you know? And this is not to skate by, because I don't want to confuse this with the spiritual new age community that's all about bypassing what's truly happening, invalidating real feelings and saying like, oh, I don't want to look at anything that's bad because like love and light and rainbows and butterflies only, right? Hey, I love me some rainbows and butterflies and some love and some light, you know that. And at the same time, let us not bypass the hardships that we're going through because they're presenting us with such a major opportunity to show off our level of mastery, to allow the spirit to run the show, to disintegrate and dissolve any of those false storylines that this is hard, that this is going to cause a lot of suffering, that I'm going to be in this low period for a long time, that I can't handle what's happening to me, right? All those old stories that might have been true in the past, we are having an opportunity now to clear those old stories so we can keep elevating, so we can keep evolving. So the dangerous part for those of us on the ascending timeline, right? The dangerous part of right now is just not to fall back into our old vices, not to fall back to our old coping mechanisms that we might have turned to back before we were going through this ascension, before we decided to step into our highest and greatest timeline, right? And listen, this can be different things for different people. And I'll give you some practical examples, okay? For me, y'all already know your girl's a big drinker, okay? So back in the day when I was going through my dips and my lows, I was never a complainer about it. Like I was never the kind of person who would like, I would go through my hard times, right? I would be okay sitting through my hard times as long as I had a bottle of something with me, you know? So my old vices were, you know, really numbing out, trying to go through it, but numbing out while I go through it, right? And so that looked in the past like alcohol, it looked like in the past like Xanax, perhaps. If we go in the way past, there used to be a time of like gossiping, you know, I would, you know, talk about it to anyone. I didn't necessarily talk about my problems, but I would just engage in low vibrational frequency conversations. There was that was another vice. Perhaps comfort foods might have been a vice back in the day as well, you know, like pizzas, and maybe I've never overindulged in food, but I was making wrong choices in the foods I was eating. So really heavy, dense foods, you know, and if you think about it, all of these things are heavy and dense. So if we're not paying some level of conscious awareness, it's very easy sometimes, especially in this realm, to fall into some traps of going back and reverting to our old ways, the ways that we've overcome already. So that is the dangers to those of us on the ascending timeline. Really, our only danger is within ourselves, right? So as long as we can master that and remember that we don't have to fall back to old vices because now spirit is in house, you know, in our temple, we have much more access to spirit. We have released a lot of the density. So to fall back into ways that creates more density just kind of evicts the spirit that is actually here to help you. When I'm talking spirits, please know if you're new here, I don't mean just random universal energy that people are calling upon to come in, whatever, right? No. I'm talking about the eternal living light, whatever you call God's source that we are all created from, the creator of all creation, right? I'm talking about that aspect in us, which is actually us. We are a fractal of the whole, and we'll talk more about that in another episode. But, you know, when I say God or spirit or whatever, that is what I'm talking about. That energy is already within us. However, in this dense realm, sometimes some of us forget that. And so when we have more density in our physical form, the spirit has nowhere to live, right? And so as we clear our density, then the spirit has plenty of place to live within us and move around. And that is when we are most powerful. And so let us not forget that.
You know what I mean? Let us not forget that. As hard as the dip might feel, it doesn't have to be as hard as your dips in the past, because you're not there anymore. You've overcome so much. You have grown so much. You have evolved so much. You have released so much density. You have cut so many anchors, so many corded attachments, right? So let us not forget how much we've been through. You're not the same. You know what I mean? You're at a different level. And in addition to not forgetting that we've grown and that we've evolved, don't forget your tools. Don't forget your tools. You have probably a huge tool belt of tools that you use. And this can be anything and everything from grounding to stargazing to sun gazing to drinking living water to sauna sessions to infrared light to cold plunges or cold showers, right? To drinking structured water. I think I already said living water, but that's because it's so important. To eating high vibrational frequency foods, living foods, lots of fruits, you know what I mean? So fruit juices, juicing, right? Cleansing, juice cleanses, detox. Now, I'm not saying everybody does everything, right? You know your tools. I'm not telling you which tools to take, but don't forget your tools, right? Because all of these things that I just mentioned also help to release density, also help to increase vibrational frequency, which allows the spirit to move freely and really empower you. Right? All of this is intertwined. Okay. And so please don't forget your tools. And I just want to say, like, no shame or guilt or blame, or like, don't feel bad if you know your tools, but you don't want to use them. Because I'll just tell you, the other day I was having a day where I was just like, everything felt like it was hitting me at once. Now, I don't say, I am in the word sick. Like, I don't say that because I don't believe that to be true of myself. I'm not a sick person. I'm very, very healthy. And so most of the time, if I feel symptoms where maybe normal people would consider themselves sick, if they felt those symptoms, they would say that they were sick, right? I say that I'm purging or I'm detoxing, because that's my belief that perhaps I had some purging that needed to be done. And so that's why I feel these symptoms, like maybe a runny nose, a scratchy throat, or just feeling like weaker, or a fever, or any of those things. A fever literally is a purge. I mean, it's your body, or a detox. It's your body increasing the temperature so it can kill whatever's in your body that's not meant to be there. Total detox, right? And so I don't like to say I am in the word sick. I don't put those words together because it's not true. I'm not a sick person. I am very healthy. So the other day, I had some symptoms. And so I was undergoing a purge and a detox. And it makes sense because I was recently out of town. And so when I was out of town, I was staying at a hotel, which was in the middle of the city. And for those of you that live in the city, I hope that you're really, really utilizing your tools, because it's not impossible, but it's harder to connect with nature and allow nature to heal you when you're in the city. So like, I was in the city, it was hard for me to see the sun. And usually at my home, I do a lot of sun gazing. Even on an overcast day, I know where the position of the sun is. And so I'll sit outside or stand outside in the grass, usually a lot of times barefoot. I'm in Houston, so it doesn't really get that cold here. And so a lot of times I'll be barefoot outside. So there's a lot of that connection with the earth, with the sun, and that is so empowering, and it just really energizes me. You know, anything dense kind of clears itself out. And so in the city, because the buildings were so tall, I couldn't tell where the sun was a lot of times, and I couldn't really spend that much time in the sun. And then the city that I was in, there was really no grass or dirt to go put my feet in. I mean, it was pretty concrete, you know? So besides just that aspect of things and not being able to really connect with nature, I was in a hotel, and there was a bunch of hotels around us, a lot of buildings around us. And so there was a lot of Wi-Fi and 5G and all of the things that really do. When we are talking vibrational frequency, guys, like, I know if you're new here, some of this stuff, like, a lot of people have labeled it as a conspiracy theory, but the more that we clear density and the more that we get back to our organic state, the more sensitive we're going to start becoming of certain things like this, like not being able to align with the sun, not being able to align with nature, touch the earth, being in buildings where there is a lot of electricity, a lot of EMF, a lot of wireless signals. You know what I mean? Like at my home now, when I go, there's only my internet that I can attach to, and that is shut off a lot, and we have it, you know, shielded and all kinds of things. When I'm at a hotel and I'm going to connect to Wi-Fi, there was like literally 50 that I could choose from. You know what I mean? So I don't think humanity has yet learned how, not all humanity, because many of us here probably are aware of this,
or have some level of awareness to this, but I don't think the masses have considered or are thinking about the effects that this is having on our physical form. And so once again, this all ties in, because what is the point of all of these technology is the same thing as what I already mentioned, is that when our vibrational frequency is inorganic, it makes it harder for organic spirit to come enter into the physical and to be able to move through our physical form. And so just like the dense stuff of like alcohol and drugs and toxic foods, you know, just like how that has an effect, so does the EMFs, so does the not being able to align with nature, right? And so because I was in a different environment where that was my norm, right, for a few days, when I came back home, my body started to detox. And so then I felt all the symptoms, you know, I felt the chills, I felt the sore throat, very just tired, like I felt weighted down. I felt very, very tired, very weak, had a lot of fatigue, exhaustion. And that's not me, you know, my normal state, I have a lot of energy, tons and tons of energy. And so I knew that this was a detox, this was a purge because of the environment that I was in for 4 or 5 days, right? And I will say that the first day, the reason that I mentioned this, because we were saying like, use your tools. And I said, sometimes even if you don't feel like using your tools, right? So well, I came back on Friday, but I really felt these symptoms on a Saturday. And that Saturday, as bad as I felt, I knew that I had a whole array of tools that I could use. But guess what? I didn't want to use any of them. I just wanted to sit in it. And that's okay too. You know what I mean? That's okay too. That's why I said there's no judgment if like, you know, like, okay, I really should go outside and just go for a walk or even just sit outside for a minute. But you don't. You choose not to. And that's okay. What I'm saying is just know that that's going to prolong the not so great feeling, right? And if you're okay with that, you're okay with that. But those of us on the ascending timeline, we don't want to sit in that place for too long, you know, because it evicts spirit. You know, not to say that you were ever separated from God, because that's not the truth. That's not the truth, right? That's the lie of the matrix. You're not ever separated, but there is an illusion of separation, right? And there is a disempowerment that happens when we are too dense and the spirit can't move through us, right? Can't work through us, right? And that's just how it is on this realm. And I just want to say, for those of you who have listened to Who is Team Darkside and are very well aware of who Team Darkside is, and that it's an energetic and not just a person outside of us, right? It's an energetic. And just know that for those of you listening to a show like this, who are on the ascending timeline, who are choosing to step into your highest and greatest timeline, you are our target. And normally you have nothing to worry about, because like we said, we cleared out a lot of density and spirit lives within us. And that is so powerful. And light never has to be afraid of dark, because light, just like if you're in a closet, you know, and it's dark and you turn on a light and what happens? All the darkness fades. And so we don't have to be afraid of Team Dark Side. That's not my point. But my point is that we are a beacon. We are this huge being of light, and we're so, 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 so powerful. We're losing a lot of our light workers, like a lot of those of us on the ascending timeline. Remember, I said choice points, and many are choosing to step out of their highest and greatest timeline. And so those of us still on this track, right, this narrow path, those of us that are like this, just know that there's a target on your back. And that doesn't mean you got to be afraid of it. But that just means that when you're having your dip, and if you sit in your dip too long, so spirit, a little bit of that spirit is evicted. So some of your power is leaked and drained out of you, just please know that it's like you're a sitting target. Okay. And once again, please know this is not to bring out any fear, because you have the ability to reclaim your power, right? So please know you're not a victim, right? You know that. I'm sharing this just saying that, you know, if you're choosing not to use your tools and if you're choosing to sit in the dip, that is totally fine, because sometimes we gotta go through it, right? What is the saying? Yeah, you gotta feel it to heal it, right? And that's totally fine. And just know that once you felt it, once you've healed it, then get back on track, you know? Use your tools. There is no reason for any of us to sit in suffering for too long. Right? There's no reason. We're done with that life. You know, we're stepping into our highest and greatest timeline, and we do not have to sit in that place. Okay. And then I just want to say one last point, and then we'll wrap this up. So besides that, this period that we're in right now is a huge energetic harvest. Okay. Because of the energy that's coming in, the activations, so much power that's here, there is a real ploy for Team Darkseid to capitalize on that. Team Darkseid is really, really good at capitalizing on opportunities, right? So they know when powerful ascension energies are making their way here, and they know when we're most activated and when we're, you know, when we can access these huge activations, right? And there's so many portals opening up right now. And so just know that there is an energetic harvest that is taking place between, it's already been going on. It started probably late August, early September, and it'll go on until the end of the year. Okay. And really, this is because there is the energy right now, our energy goes into March of next year. You know, Team Darkseid can really capitalize on this, like this window that we have right now, that we have all these activations. If they can get us to use that and they can manipulate that energy, then they have more power, right? And so this is an important energetic window for them as well. So the thing to just remember during this time is that to just be aware of your energy and where you're placing your energy. That's all that this means, is that we don't have to live in any kind of fear or anything like that. It's just to be extra mindful when there's an energetic harvest going on. So some of the dynamics you see playing out, like around this time, you see that we've just had, if you're in the US, there's been a major election. So that is part of like an energetic harvest. There is the spiritual community, some of them losing their mind about the full moon and the eclipse energy and how that's going to cause all this suffering and all that stuff, you know, so that's also an energetic harvest. There is an 1111 portal that a lot of people are saying is this abundance portal. So there's people having meditations where they're opening up connection with metatronic energy and stuff like that. So like if you see things like that, then the red flag should be like, okay, who is Metatron that they're channeling, right? What is this metatronic energy that they want us to connect with? What does that mean? You know, and that will help you if you have just a little bit heightened state of awareness, that will help to kick in that discernment to keep you away from some of these Team Darkseid energetic harvest, right? So that's all that that means during this time, is just to be a little bit more mindful than ever, right? We're all super mindful right now because we are in a spiritual war, and the spiritual war is going to go on for years, right? And especially during these energetic windows, we're going to just be on a hyper aware state, not paranoid, not panicked, not anxious, none of that, right? We're just going to be a little bit more protective of our energy, right? And so that's all it is. I hope that this has been a helpful energetic update. I don't want to make it too long, so we will end it here, and I'll catch you next time on Renegade Revolution Radio. Hey Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.